First Corinthians. Some of y'all wouldn't want all that on the tape. Man, that wouldn't have gone with what I'm about to do tonight. First Corinthians, the 15th chapter. First Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 51st verse. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 51st verse, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. This is what is known as the rapture of the church. Now, saints, we have had a great time tonight. And a minister must always obey the Lord. And the Lord has put a very great burden upon me. And I am going to preach maybe the most unusual message that you have ever heard me preach. I have never preached this before, and I doubt that there's very few ministers that have ever even attempted to talk on the topic that I'm about to speak on. But I'd like to preach tonight upon this thought of what to do when you miss the rapture. What to do when you miss the rapture. Now, there will be a warning in here. There will be seriousness. And yet, there will be a word from the Lord. Now, there are those of you that have been in the apostolic way for a long time, a number of you that are in here tonight. And at first, in the beginning, unless you stay with me through this message, about the first quarter of it, you're going to go, wait a minute, I never heard of this. I didn't think anybody would have any hope after the rapture. It will only be a little hope. But I'm here to tell you, there will be a group of people that will be in the millennial after the days of tribulation. But there won't be many Gentiles. The door is about to close on the Gentile nations. God is about to turn back to the Jews. And in case you don't know what you are here tonight, you are a Gentile. Unless you're born of Jewish blood, you are a Gentile. There's only two different classes of people outside of the saved and the sinner, and that is the Gentile and the Jew. And God's about to turn back from the Gentiles to the Jews. And during the tribulation period after the rapture, there will be some who God will... And I use this term loosely because what the plan He will use then, I do not know. I do know there will not be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is going to lift off of this world. But He will save a remnant. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Bear with me. Don't judge me. Don't critique me. Just hear the word of the Lord and hear it through. And then you'll see where I'm going. Brother Clark, I'll just wait for that hour. Oh, no. This message is going to be a message to you tonight. Really, not in essence of what to do when you miss the rapture, but don't miss the rapture. I said, don't miss the rapture. Come on, church. You're going to have to bond and knit with this pastor tonight and the heart and the mind of God. You're going to have to do it or you'll miss it here tonight. Hallelujah. I want us to reach over and pray for somebody next to us right now. Oh, Father, help them. Brother Schubert, would you come and pray over the remainder of this service? Let's pray for one another right now, church. Come on, let's really pray. Oh, it's so sweet.
Oh, God, we stand before you tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence that you have graced us with. Thank you, Lord, for meeting with us, God. But now we come to the most important part of this service. God, I'm asking you in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ, would you let your Holy Ghost conviction begin to sweep up and down the aisles of Austin Tabernacle right now? God, I'm asking you to let Holy Ghost conviction fall upon this place, Lord. God, let it not fall only upon the lost and the backslider, but let conviction fall upon those of us who have known you for years, God. Perhaps we've grown cold. Perhaps we've taken you for granted, God. I'm asking, God, even beseeching you, let your spirit of conviction fall upon every heart and every soul in this room tonight, God, for we stand in judgment of you, God. I'm asking you, Lord, forbid, God, that any should leave this house unready to meet you tonight, God. Let these altars be filled with repentant hearts, God. Let these altars be filled, God, with men and women that need to find you, God. Let these altars be filled with people that need to know you in the power of the Holy Ghost. Let your conviction begin to sweep up and down the aisles and between the pews of this sanctuary right now. Jesus, I'm asking you to move upon every heart, upon every soul. God, would you open the doors to every soul and every life here? Let the floodlights of heaven be turned upon us. Examine us now, God. Let us stand naked and open before you, God, to be searched, God, that we might stand before you in these altars to find mercy tonight. Let us not stand in that day, God, begging for your spirit to fall once again, but let us find you one time tonight, God, in mercy and grace. I'm asking you to let your servant be anointed, and let every heart and every soul and every life be anointed, God. I'm asking you to set angels around the perimeters of this building, God. Forbid, Lord, the evil spirits that would distract and hinder, God. Hear my prayer, I beseech you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, forbid and bind every distracting spirit right now in the name of Jesus. God, we need to hear this message, Lord. We need to hear your word. I'm asking you to move right now. Let the strong right arm of Jesus Christ be revealed. And let us know you in the power of salvation. And we carefully ask you in your precious and holy name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Church, could we raise our hand one more time and worship Him?
Praise God.
Let's lift our hands together and praise the Lord, everybody. Would you do that right now? Come on, church, let's praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Parents, please, do not let your children go in and out. The first 5 minutes of a message and the last 5 minutes of the message are extremely important. But all in between is extremely important. I'll try not to preach too long tonight. God wants to do His will. We need for our children to give reverence in the house of the Lord. And everybody say, Thy will be done, O God. You may be seated in Jesus' name. I have made reference concerning this thought before I even read my text tonight. I doubt there's very few preachers that have ever even attempted to preach what I'm going to preach tonight. Number one is that most of us hold that there will be so little hope whatsoever after the rapture. For anybody who has ever come in contact with the Bible or with the name of Jesus, and that is true. Yet nevertheless, because I have the heart of a preacher, I have the heart of a servant, and I have the heart of a pastor, there still beats deep within me that feeling of
Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. I understand enough of the Word of God that I am looking at people tonight according to the Word of the Lord. There will be many of us who will make it and many who will not. According to the teachings of Jesus Christ, there will be 5 foolish virgins, 5 wise virgins. And there will be 4 different kinds of soil, and out of that there will be 1/4 of all that ever goes forth of the seed of the Word of God that will ever make it. Understanding all of those odds, yet tonight I feel compelled. Yet I feel a passion in the Holy Ghost to speak the Word of the Lord, to tell you tonight that if you miss the rapture, there are 12 distinct things tonight that I want to preach on and preach to you to tell you that you need to do if you miss the rapture. I read to you out of 1 Corinthians, this 15th chapter, the Apostle Paul writing about that glorious moment. May I tell you that it shall thrill the hearts of the saints of the Most High God when we hear that trumpet blast. It shall be such a powerful blast that it shall waken the dead. And it shall move across this earth, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet Him in the air. What a thrill it's going to be. I'm here to tell you that everything you and I have waited for will be at that one moment when we see Jesus in the air like lightning out of the east to the west. And we'll hear Him say, come on up higher. And we'll feel this old body change in a moment in the twinkle of an eye. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Yet every time I turn on the radio, every time I pick up the newspaper, I feel like I'm reading Matthew, the 24th chapter, all over again. I see events that are unfolding before me. I hear of pestilence in places throughout the earth. Zaire that's suffering right now. Earthquakes that are in diverse places. Things that are happening in our world right now. Wars and rumors of war. There's such animosity and hatred. Everything right now is pointing to Lord, that day when the rapture of the church of the living God comes, there is going to be immediately an unfolding according to the book of Revelation of horrors and macabre things that will happen in the earth that man has never seen before. Stephen King, in all of his writing, how he can do that in his mind, I cannot even begin to imagine. I've never even read his books. I've only read previews of them. But even those things that all of its debauchery cannot even begin to compare with what is going to happen in the earth in 7 short years. This world is going to be shaken and it's going to be trembling. I feel tonight I am talking to some people, unless God has mercy upon your soul and breaks open your heart of rebellion, you will be there in that time. The rapture will have come. You will see the headlines. Thousands, yea, millions are missing. Hallelujah. Something had happened in the graveyards. And then that moment of terror shall strike your heart. And you will say, it's happened. It's happened. The church has been raptured. Where is that tape of Pastor Clark of Austin Tabernacle? I've got to get it out and tell and read again the 12 things that he preached that I must do if I miss the rapture of the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's going to happen. Number one, I believe the first thing that man will need to get a hold of is his mind. Don't panic. If you miss the rapture of the church, the first thing that will seize over you is the feeling of absolute fear. It will feel like a hand has grasped your esophagus. The moment you hear the headlines blared over the radio, the moment it is told in the streets something unusual has happened, oh, they'll just pass it off as some national inquiry, some aliens that have come down and stolen people away in the night. Oh, don't think the devil hadn't already got it planned. He knows exactly the lie he's going to tell so that people will pass it off. But there are many who will not. You will know, because you're going to hear this message tonight. And you're going to know it's not National Enquirer news. It's right out of the Bible.
Either you're lost or you're saved tonight. And I'm here to tell you, friend, I'm not a preacher here to pat you on the back. I was not raised in this faith. I was told it really didn't matter how you lived. Everybody will make it to heaven somehow. And I was of another faith. But oh my God, I don't want to lie. I want to tell you the truth. I don't want to be a preacher that's going to go home and lay his head on the pillow and think, why didn't I tell them the truth? I'm going to sleep with a pure conscience tonight. I'm going to tell you there's a rapture. There will be a church that's born again of the water and the Spirit that's going to leave this world. And people are going to be left behind. When you realize, ma'am, that you have missed the rapture, first of all, don't panic. I know the first feeling is I'm going to want to panic. I'm telling you, when they heard of the crash of the stock market of 1929, when it was that Black Monday, and when everything had happened, or Black Friday, when everything had happened, people walked out to ledges and jumped off of them. They put guns to their head because they lost money and they didn't even think life was worth living. When you realize you missed the rapture, the devil's going to tell you it's over. Forget it. Amen. But it's a lie. However be, it'll be a faint hope. How small it'll be, you're going to understand as I lay this message out tonight. But don't commit suicide. The first thing, when you miss the rapture, you will want to take a gun and take your life. You will do anything but want to live. Don't do it. Don't do it. I told you, Pentecostals, you're not ready for this message tonight. We don't want to think in these terms because it's set in our heart. I'm not preaching to you. Hallelujah. We're not going to miss the rapture. My mind is made up. I'm going to hear the Lord say, come up higher. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This message tonight is not to people that are born again. It's to people that somehow tonight contemplate on hearing this singing and worship and this preaching and walking out of here lost because the rapture could come. Number one, don't take your life. However you feel to do it, don't panic in that moment and take your life. Keep your life as long as you can. Number two, get right with God. I do not know the plan of salvation that will be espoused in that hour. Because from what I understand of the scripture, there will be no baptism of the Holy Ghost. There will be no new birth as we know it now. But I read out of the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter, there will be 144,000 Jews that are going to be converted. And they will be blood washed. How that is, I do not know. And I don't plan on being here and knowing how. But I'm preaching to those that are going to miss the rapture. 144,000 are going to be converted to the name of Jesus. And they're going to go throughout the world. And the Bible said there will be the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is and whatever you have to do. Number two, don't panic. Number two is get right. You won't have long after that. When the rapture comes, time is on a countdown. Hallelujah. We don't know the hour when Jesus is coming. But when the trumpet sounds, you'll have only a short time. Theologians tell us, some of them believe, that the rapture will come at the beginning of the 7 years. There will be 3.5 years of tribulation, then 3.5 years of great tribulation. There are some theologians that believe it will come in the beginning of the 7 years. Others that believe that it will come in the half of the 7 years, 3.5 years, and then the great tribulation. And some believe it will even go further. I don't know how far it's going to go before the rapture comes, but you won't have long thereafter. Get right with God. Hallelujah. Everything that I'm going to preach tonight, you ought to do it tonight. You ought to take care of business tonight. But in that hour, number two, get right with God. Hallelujah. If you miss the rapture, if you miss the sound of the trumpet, do whatever it takes to get right with Jesus Christ. Amen. Whatever that stage is, I do not know. Revelation, the 12th chapter and 11th verse, lets us know of those of that hour that they're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Whatever those Jews preach, I do not know, because the Gentiles are going to be turned away. But just as Jews are saved today, only by a few number, the Gentiles shall be saved in that day, but only by a few number. But make up your mind, whatever it takes. You miss the rapture, but be sure to get right with God. Number three, I think the most important instruction I could give you now in the third part of this message is get a Bible. Get all the Bibles you can get. Listen to me, church. I believe when the rapture comes, the most prized possession in all of the earth will be Bibles. Do you hear me? I don't believe there'll be enough money in the world to buy them. After the rapture of the church, people are going to pick this book up again and see, what did it say? My God, listener, you ought to read it now. But in that day, if you miss the rapture, get all the Bibles you can get them. Hide them. Because the first thing the Antichrist is going to want to do is take the Word of God and act like it never was. But the Word of God is true. It is real. And it is powerful. Get all the Bibles you can get. Hide them wherever you can hide them. Save them for your friends. But at least save one for you. Get the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of the Lord. You need to read the book of Daniel. I'm leaving this on tape for those that are going to miss the rapture. Read the book of Daniel. Read the book of Revelation. Read Matthew, the 24th chapter. Read the Word of God, because it's going to mean more to you then than it could have ever meant. Hallelujah. Because Amos talks about an hour that is coming upon the earth when there will be a hunger, not for bread, not for water, but for the Word of the Lord. Amos writing said there's going to come such a day that they'll go from sea to sea, from the north to the east. They'll seek out a Word of the Lord and they'll not be able to find it. I'm telling you, I believe in that day men will literally pass around the Word of God and take pages and tear down the Word of God and hold on to it, because in that day there will be no Word of God. Missionaries have told us the first thing that communists do when they go into countries, the first thing that atheists do is they take the Word of God and they burn it and they destroy it. The first thing the Antichrist is going to do is take the Word of God. He's going to revile it. He's going to mock it. He'll have it burned in the streets. Get all the Bibles that you can get together. Then read the Word of the living God. Number four, you missed the rapture. Number four, the greatest instruction I can give you now in this message is pray. Pray. Pastor, what should I do after the rapture? Pray. Will God still hear prayer? If I understand anything in the book of Revelation, God will always hear prayer. You ought to pray now, but we don't. Prayer rooms are empty all over America. Prayer closets are empty. The school is thrown out prayer. People don't pray anymore. But I'm telling you, in that day when people miss the rapture, they're going to want to pray. Oh, if I can tell you anything to do when you miss the rapture, is pray. My God, pray. Pray in the morning. Pray in the noon hour. Pray in the evening time. Because what is about to come upon you in the world, you're going to want to know how to talk to God. Hallelujah. But thank God we're in America. We have Bibles. We have altars. We have a time of prayer. I'm going to open this altar. Don't wait till the end. But if you do miss it and you're lost and you're left behind, number four, pray. Seek God. I believe in that day men will still be able to call on God. And they will be able to pray and God will hear them. And they will be able to call upon the Lord. And however it is that God fellowships with him, he will talk to you. Prayer is a powerful thing. Prayer is a powerful thing. There was a hoodlum in a town in Ohio that I was preaching in. He belonged to a gang. He was a fierce man. He had scars starting here at the top of his cheekbone and went all the way down his face and down his neck. It was a massive, ugly scar laid open in a knife fight. This man was renowned in that town in Ohio. They knew him as one of the most fierce, demon-possessed men. But in the middle of his perverse mind and demon-possessed, crazed world of drugs and alcohol, God gave him a dream. And in that dream, God gave this thug, this gang member, a dream of the end time. And after he came in my revival and got saved and born again and the Lord changed his life, he told me about that dream. He said, Brother Clark, I was living in the last days and I felt that God was talking to me even though I was a gang member and a wild man and demon possessed. God was dealing with me. I believe he was talking about my generation. And I remember standing in the street and I remember looking to this Pentecostal church, and this is now a very large Pentecostal church on one of the major highways, and I remember dreaming about that church. I never went to it. I didn't want God and didn't need God. I was my own man doing my own thing, loving my drugs and alcohol and loving my wild living. I never thought about going in that church and praying until after the rapture of the church. And he said, I remember looking to where the church had been. I was over on a field, hiding in the field. There were high weeds, and at this time there was a cross. There was a field across that highway. And I remember thinking, that was the church. I wished I'd gone to that church. But as I looked to where it had been burned to the ground by authorities. They had closed the doors and had burned that church to the ground. And he said, I remember looking and seeing a rope as it was roped off and it was quarantined. And there was a sign that said, no one is to enter here. And it was by the authority of the city and by the police department under the very threat of death itself. But he said it was in the night hour. I wanted to pray. He said, my God, where did I pray when I had a chance? But oh, I didn't pray then. But I remember in the night hour slipping up under that rope and running to where I thought maybe the altar had once been and filling up those ashes and saying, oh God, I am sorry for the life that I have lived. Pray, friend. Pray. You're going to need to pray. Hallelujah. I believe one of the first things the authorities are going to do is take the Bible and they're going to shut the doors of the church of the living God. I'm going to have revival now. I'm going to have revival while I can. I'm going to do what I can now. My Lord, church, I know you don't feel this. I know you don't understand it, but there is a rapture and people are going to be left behind. And we have men and women sitting right now in this audience. You're going to miss the rapture. It's a joke to you. This fifth one, it may not seem so important to you, but you hear me. Buy this tape. I'm not through yet. I got some things to tell you on this tape that if you miss the rapture, that any hope you'll have at all, you'll have because of this understanding of this message. Because people are going to die. According to the book of Revelation, in 7 short years, or whether 3.5 short years, or whatever time it is, over half of the world's population is going to be wiped out in a moment's of time. It's going to be destruction like you've never known. We have approximately 5.5 billion people in the world right now. It'll probably be close to 6 billion at the turn of the century. Over 3 billion people are going to go just in tribulation of things that are going to come upon them that's going to hit the earth by this tape. I'm going to tell some of you that are here, I'm not preaching to the church tonight, but buy this tape, church. Take it to your family. Tell them, take this tape and hide it somewhere. You're going to need it because you're not listening to me. You're not coming to church. You're not thinking about God. You don't want God right now. Buy this tape. Take it to your husbands. Take it to the wives. Give it to the children. Give it to those that are on dope. Give it to your family. Give it to your mama. Give it to your daddy and say, you're not interested in God now. But here, the pastor's got a message for you. After the rapture, don't take your life. Don't take your life. Don't do it. Don't take your life. Don't give up on God. Maybe there's a little hope. Get right with God. Get you a Bible. Pray and listen to this tape. Tapes may not mean too much right now, but in that day, somebody that's going to miss the rapture is going to have that tape in their hand and say, I didn't listen to my family member. I called them on the phone after I heard the headlines and they were gone. They were gone. And I'm left with this tape. Don't.
take your life. Take this tape and give it to them. Because now I'm going to begin with a story that's going to happen in the earth after the rapture. First of all, he's going to be like a beast. Reading out of the book of Daniel, it's going to be the most fierce thing the world has ever known. Hitler is going to look like kindergarten compared to this one. He's going to be a beast. That government that's going to rule the world is said to be like a bear with ribs in his mouth. He's going to utterly crush and annihilate the world. Listen to me. You might as well get ready because the beast is on the way. You might as well get ready because the Antichrist is coming. He will be there. I believe that the Antichrist is going to come out of the 10-nation common market. I believe in this final hour that's coming together, the 10 toes that Nebuchadnezzar saw, that Daniel interpreted. It's going to be the government that's going to rule the world. You've never seen such horror in all of your life. Lady, get ready for him. He'll be here. Number 6, get ready for the beast. Get ready for the Antichrist. He's going to have power like no man has ever had power in all of the earth. By his word, fire is going to come down from the heavens. He's going to be so mighty, they're going to think he is Jesus Christ. But Jesus said, don't go out. He's not the one. He is the false Christ. He is the Antichrist. That spirit is already in the world now. I watch the young people that are now coming up. I see them with their spiked hair. I see them with earrings in their ears, nose, tongue. I see a spirit coming on people right now like you have never known. Drugs. People are not really interested in stopping drugs. This thing called the war on drugs is nothing but a rat hole that we're pouring our money down. Preacher, you're a different kind of a preacher. I tell the truth. Drugs is loosening this generation, and they'll bow a knee and call him God. I have in this tabernacle right now an apostolic saint. A great, one of the finest saints in this church who has a sister who is in California right now worshiping a man as God. She once sat on an apostolic pew and heard the one God message and heard Acts 2:38. You know what she's doing in California tonight? She's bowing a knee and worshiping a man and calling him God. Get ready. I believe he's alive now in the earth. There's a book that's probably out of print. She writes horoscopes. Her name was Jean Dixon. She said, he shall arise out of the east. You ought to read her book. I've never forgotten it. She said, I got my revelation of this man that shall come. A serpent wrapped itself around my feet and lifted its head and spoke wisdom to me in a vision. And the serpent turned its head out the window to the east and showed me the man that shall arise. And I saw all of the earth bowing before him. And his words were peace and safety. Get ready. Number 6, get ready for the beast. He's coming, sir. He's coming. My God, I just saw a man in this building just now, and the Lord told me you're on drugs.
God told me that you've just come off of a high not too long before you stepped through these doors. Sir, I know exactly where you're sitting and don't even know your name. And God just showed me your face. I'm here to tell you that the powers of hell have wrapped you up. And you say, I'll never worship him. I'm here to tell you, after the rapture of the church of the living God, there's going to be a spirit that's going to pull across this whole world. And when they called him Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, they're lying. Don't bow your knee. Don't worship him. He is not God. There is only one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He is not a Trinity. He is not a three-headed God. There are not three gods. There is only one God. Hallelujah. And when he calls himself God, he is lying to you. Do not worship him. Do not accept him. Because when you see the beast, he will say these words to the whole world, I bring peace. Yet in his hand will be war. Number 7, sir, ma'am, there will be a number that will be given to every man, woman, and child. Don't take it. If you take it, you're damned. This is what is called as the mark of the beast. It will be 666. Whatever that means, and however those numbers add, don't take it. I believe it will be a chip in the right hand or in the forehead. Don't let them put it in you. And when they tell you, you must take this or you will not eat and you will die, then you look at them and say, to take it is to die eternally. So I'm not taking it. Take my food, take my milk, take my possessions, but I'm not taking the mark of the beast. Number 7, I am telling those that missed the rapture, do not take the mark of the beast. Now I'm going to tell every one of you that's backslid in this building. My philosophy is, if you can't live for God now, you can't live for God then. But if you do miss the rapture, do not bow a knee to that spirit. Folks, I'm here to tell you now, if you can't love God in the midst of this glory, in the midst of this power, in the presence of the living God, then what chance do you have then? But don't take your life. Don't do it. Don't take the number of the beast. Number 8. I've got to tell you the truth. I can't lie to you. Prepare for suffering. Prepare for suffering. Party time is over. Party time is over. Now, if you want to party with them, it'll be for a short period. The only way you're going to get your Budweiser, sir, is to run your hand under the scanner. You ain't going to get your drugs then by robbing and stealing, because there ain't going to be no money to go around. The Bible said they're going to heap money, silver and gold, in the streets of the cities and burn it. The exchange in that day will not be silver and gold. There will be no dollars. There will be a hand that will go under a scanner. And without it, you will die. What are you going to do for your drugs then? Are you going to sell your soul? You're already doing it. I have men and women in this building that were crack, cocaine, heroin addicts that are free tonight by the blood of Jesus. I had people who lived more with the smell of liquor on their breath than they had a sober moment in their life. And they're sitting here tonight, born again of the water and the Spirit. You don't have to miss the rapture. You don't have to be lost. You don't have to go to hell. You can be born again. My God. But if you miss the rapture, prepare for suffering. Brother Clark, you're scaring me. You don't know fear like you will know in that day. Because mama, here's what's going to come down to. They're going to have milk on the counter for you. But you got to take the mark if you're going to feed your baby. What are you going to do? What will you do, mother? Don't take the mark. If you have to starve to death, then do it. Because to take the mark means you're eternally damned. You've taken the beast number. Prepare for suffering. Number 8, get ready for suffering. You might as well get ready. Number 9, get ready for famine. There's not going to be water. There's not going to be things that you're going to be able to lay your hands on. The famine of the four horses of the apocalypse are going to ride through the earth. Famine is going to go from one end of this world to the other. Prepare for it. Number 10. What should I do if I miss the rapture? I believe, number 10, you are to get out of the cities. Leave them. If I understand anything in the book of Revelation, there's going to be nuclear war. Look at me. It's a lie. Russia is not dead. It's a lie. Communism isn't dead. It's just got a new face. We're feeding China right now. Technology. Honey, she is in the book of Revelation. She's 200 million strong. She's the Asian pearl that's going to march around the world. That's going to slay hundreds of thousands. You've never seen an army that's going to come out of China. And war shall spread through the whole earth. America, this great nation that has never known trouble. Did you know George Washington dreamed a dream about 3 Holocausts that were going to come to this nation? Did you know that? It's recorded. He saw each of these terrible wars, and the last one was the almost total destruction of America. And this is what our president, George Washington, had to say. I saw armies rising from all over the world coming to the shores of America. Folks, you might as well get ready if you miss the rapture. Brother Clark, well, I guess now we ought to go ahead and leave the cities and get our food and store it up. Oh, no. No, now's the time to have revival. Don't run. Don't head for the Rocky Mountains. We're not Mormons. I said we're not Mormons. They're stocking up food for that trouble. I hate to tell the Mormons this. They're not going to have enough food to take care of themselves. The government's going to come after it. Boy, y'all, you just can't believe it. I'm seeing this, can you? You can't believe this kind of talk is coming over this pulpit, can you? Brother Clark, you shouldn't be saying these things. God told me when I first got in the church, the nation as you know it now will not be that nation then. You better run. The Bible said in that day and hour that those Jews are not even to turn back to their houses. They're to flee to the mountains. Don't even turn back to your house. Don't even pick up a coat. Don't even pick up anything. Run for your life. Because from what I understand, there's going to be nuclear holocaust that will fill the earth. Number 11, prepare for demonic activity like you have never known. I stood in the streets of London before a very stately building. There was a gentleman that was there. He was a big man, probably about 2 foot, I mean about 6 foot 10, about 200 pounds. He stood tall, he stood strong. He was able to take care of himself. 8 footballers came down the sidewalk. God help me. I didn't know what I was going to do with the man to help him, but I wasn't going to let them do what they're fixing to do to him. I watched it as these eight footballers, not as we know football, but soccer, began to circle him and chant. I looked in their eyes and they were demon-possessed. I told my wife, stand back. And I made her stand back about 5 foot. And I drew close to the man until they were circling me. And I would turn with them and I would watch them. And their eyes, they just, ha, 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 ha. And they went around me and that man. And the voices and the noises that were coming out of them. And their eyes were dancing with demons. And I said, Jesus, my God, help me. Help me by the blood of the Lamb. I looked at this tall, stately young man. This man that stood there looked like he wouldn't be afraid of anybody. I watched the blood drain out of his face. And they were chanting and chanting and chanting. And the circle was getting tighter and tighter. And I remember when one of them passed by me, I looked square into his eyes. And I said, I'm looking hell in the face. And they chanted and they chanted. And I said, Jesus, my God, save us. And a little while, each of them broke off. And they cursed. Vile, vile words came out of their mouth. And I looked and said, my God, how can men speak such language? How can they do it? Nobody would even stop. Every man and woman and child went around us and left us standing alone. And down in the tubes of the caverns of London they went and they disappeared. The hair stood on the back of my head. Chill bumps were all over me. I watched as the blood returned to his face. I said, my God, who were those men? He said, they were footballers from north of London. I said, they were going to hurt you. He said, yes, sir. They were going to do damage to me. I said, God, what is happening in our world? That men kill each other for a pair of tennis shoes. Throw each other away for a jacket on somebody's back because it's got Michael Jordan's name on it. God in heaven, I'm telling you, it's the spirit that's being loosed already in the world. But what's going to happen when the Holy Ghost goes? My God, sinner, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Don't give up. Don't panic. Get a Bible. Pray. Get this tape. My God, do whatever you got to do. Don't bow before the Antichrist. Don't take the number of the beast. Hear me in Jesus' name. Because there's going to be demons like you have never known in all of your life. In Dallas, Texas, just recently, in a safe park, a man and a woman walked along. A man came out of the bushes with a gun and said, I want everything that you've got. They emptied everything out. He commanded the man to lay down on the ground and the woman to lay down on the ground. And both of these people began to pray. And this is what that demon-possessed man said. Yeah, you better pray. You better call on your God because you're going to see Him. Bam. And he killed the man. And then he put a bullet into her. And he laughed. You know what the psychiatrists say? He was messed up. He was on drugs. No, no. It's not drugs. It's demons. It's the occult. A UT student went over the river and got to going down into some parts south that he shouldn't have gone. He was captured by a gang. They that told the story later said he finally realized, I'm going to be served up as a human sacrifice to these people's God. They said the pleas and the cries and the horror. Number 11, demons are going to be loosed. Number 12, prepare to die. Because I believe to live for God in that day, you will have to give up your life. You will have to give up your life. Now, you want to know something, folks? We don't beat around the bush here. And we don't tell funny jokes. And we don't play church. Because we know where this is headed. The end is coming on the world. You know it. Oh, the cartoonists make jokes about it in the newspaper. People laugh. They ridicule. But you know in your heart that this world is coming to an end. So let me tell you. Here's what you ought to do. With all 12 of these things I've told you. Tear them up tonight. Take them and wad them up. And say, I won't be needing this. I won't be needing it. Stick it in your pocket, Pastor. I'm coming to pray. Oh, God. I won't be needing any of the 12. Because I'm promising you before I leave here tonight, Pastor, I'm going to bow my knee before God. And I'm going to pray through to the mercy of the living God. To some of you, this is nothing more than a joke. Just a funny ha-ha. But you listen to me. You may just be the very one left behind. You may be one of those foolish virgins that ran out of oil. And it got to be a joke to you. But I'm telling you, I'm putting oil in my lamp. I'm praying now. Hallelujah. I'm rejecting the spirit of the Antichrist. I want nothing to do with the demons of this world. I don't want drugs. I don't want alcohol. Oh, God, I gotta make it. I gotta make it. I don't want my family busted up. I don't want anything to happen to my children. Amen, amen. I pray over them every night. You ought to hear me pray for my children. I plead the precious blood of Jesus on them. I don't want my boy to be lost. I don't want my girl to be lost. I want them to be in heaven with me. Church, we need to pray right now. Come on, church, let's pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of you got stony hearts. I predict you'll be some of the very ones left behind. Amen, amen, amen. But some of your hearts right now are feeling the call of the Holy Ghost. Let's pray, church, let's pray. My God, my God, I'm not opening this altar yet. The Holy Ghost is moving on you. Come on, start repenting, start repenting. Brother Clark, what should I do? What should I do? Don't come shake my hand. Come bow your knee. Come bow your knee and say, God, I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you, Jesus. I'm opening this altar right now to every man, woman, and child that doesn't want to miss the rapture. Here they come. Come on, hurry. My God, don't sit there. Don't sit there. Don't sit there. Hurry. Here they come in Jesus' name. I've got to go pray. I've got to go pray. Come bow your knee. Come bow your pray, church. Church, would you pray? I need some saints that know how to pray. I need some church that knows how to pray. I need a church that knows how to pray. Church, I need you. Saints, I need for you to turn around and pray with these that are praying. Men, turn around and pray with these men. Sisters, pray with these women. Here they come. Come on. Keep coming. Keep coming. Come bow knee. My God, fill this place. Fill this place.
So whatever you have.
Come on, sisters, would you gather around?
Eternity,
you're not going to leave tonight lost.
going to leave tonight, Lord. Come on, men, get around them. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Lift up your hands and call on God. Brother Hill, would you come up here? Brother Harris, would you come up here? Come on. Come on up here on the platform. Get up here around here. We have people singing for the Holy Ghost. Come on, men. Press in. Press in. Press in. I want all my churches got the Holy Ghost. I want you to get around people right now. Lay your hands on them. Pray for them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'll tell you what you ought to do right now. Give your life to God. 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 Give your life to God.